evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I'm sure glad you did. I'm hoping that you're going to call in as well. So I'd like you to call into this show and tell me how you're doing. My name is Veronica Entwistle, as you know, and I have a lot of guides and angels around me, a huge stable of beings. And I like, as an intuitive, to be able to talk to you about what's going on in your life. And lately we've been exploring, we've been doing something different ever since I met Dr. Julia Sant, and we've been calling in spirits, because I always thought you couldn't call them in, they had to come, and she said, no, that's just a power thing put on you by church, by organized religion. So anyway, we've been calling in spirits to see, basically the idea is, that you and I have some attachment to past experiences, and some of them are in other lifetimes. Some of them are with beings who are in your soul family. Some of them are with strangers. Who knows, right? Strangers in the night. In any case, what we've been doing is calling in to see who, like, for example, if you've got a situation of your health or finances or something, it can be just you and your own little karma, but what could be a part of that karma is a spirit who also wants to be unhooked from some kind of dynamic reaction that's keeping you both plugged into a way of having to connect to redo things. You and I know, we hear a lot about this lately, is our ability to step out of those karmic pulls is greater right now than ever before, which I believe is a part of the shift. So my intention in doing this is, because I'm always an explorer, is to explore and to play with the various intuitive gifts that I have and you have and so on. But it's also to see if we can accelerate the rate at which we're stepping away from or out of karmic hoo-ha, right? And I think it's fascinating and fun, and I keep wishing I have a wonderful inventor partner that he would invent a video camera that would go inside my head and would have the ability to shoot the pictures that I get to see and explore with you here on Radiance by Design. Now remember, radiance means, and this might have a lot to do with clearing karma as well, but not always, nothing is for sure all the time, but we radiate at a higher and higher level. We unravel or unhook ourselves from things that are radiant at a lower vibrational level, right? So radiance by design is, what can we do to lift and shift our radiance so that we're going to have like more fun, more magic, more ability to shift the collective? We learned so much about the shift. And as far as I'm concerned, we are still experiencing the polarities of life on this planet, a lot of greed, a lot of power issues, a lot of deception still revealing itself. But on the other hand, there's so much miraculous stuff going on. Wow! And I won't go into a lot of details because of people's personal worlds, but there's a young woman I know who's had some tremendous, tremendous health challenges and hasn't been able to get any straight answers. You know how it works sometimes in the medical community. You can't, basically, sometimes they don't know what the answers are, but they keep steering you through these muddy waters with a blindfold on. And she was calling the other day weeping her heart out because she felt that her health was so precarious and so vulnerable, and it was going to cost her $1,500 right on the outset to get a little bit more, I suppose you could call it prestigious, but also a little more adept help with her health situation. And you know what happened? Out of the blue, and I'm going, oh my God, so many things are really intense for people. Out of the blue, she goes, calls a researcher, medical fellow, who's very high in the medical echelons in her town. She calls to get in. His nurse reflects to him what her situation is. He said, come in right now in the evening, and he's not going to charge her to treat her for free. He's going to treat her for free in a very, very complicated situation. And I thought, wow, is that ever a good example? It was very thrilling because I adore this woman. But it's that how so many things seem to be so scary and so in the corner, and then all of a sudden, boom, they open up and come out the other side. And I, you know, I'll think of some more examples, and maybe you've got some too. What is it you want to create in your world? Let's not forget that the shift is not happening in 25 seconds, gall darn it. It's probably going to take, I think, some of them said like 8 or 10 years to make the shift, possibly 800 years, I don't know. I'm being cheeky now. But it's going to take a while. But in the meantime, we do our best to loosen up those really ossified or stuck patterns that we've taken on from past lives or from the collective. We're trying to get hold of where our patterns are stuck inside, and we want to move those so that we are ready, willing, and able to make the shift when the opportunity comes. Excuse me. I may have to do that again, so plug your ears. Anyway, so let's start off with our group meditation. Excuse me for a moment while I cough just a little bit more. Okay, I think that'll do it. And now I like to do a group meditation because talking about the shift, there are so many, what would we call them? I guess we'll call them spiritual programs that are global these days. They're going on round and round and round the world. Eckhart Tolle's one, people that are doing Ascension 101. There's all these different groups that I've been involved in, the Oneness Blessings. These are all things where people are bringing up a higher frequency energy, transmitting it and sending it around the world. And it's very active in countries all over the world as well. So even though things look awful and sometimes feel scary, there is an elevated consciousness flowing into the collective round and round the world. And you and I can be a part of it. We can consciously radiate into the collective. And golly gee, maybe we'll accelerate the shift ourselves. So what I really love to do, and we have some callers that are from Europe and so on, what I really love to do is for us to share our meditation and remember how wonderful it is that because of global radio, because of wonderful BBS and other internet radio shows and stations, we're able to connect together all around the world and able to raise the fields and frequencies and do it all together. It's two things. It's kind of humbling, and it's very, very exciting. You know what I mean by humbling? It's like not you and not me, but all of us sending vibrations and hitching up together and sending a wave round and round and round the planet. So let's do our meditation together. Close your eyes, unless you're driving or standing on one foot or something. You could probably close your eyes standing on one foot, couldn't you? Maybe not if you're riding a unicycle. Couple of deep breaths. And let's call in above your head about 2 miles. Let's call in a golden ball. It's very gold. Remember, gold is a very high frequency energy. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball, drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine. Can you feel it go through into the lower golden ball? And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid with gold lines. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, and push the two of them together so that their bases meet. Good. Now you're in an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And then inside of your octahedron, you make a crystal ball. Oh, my goodness, it's beautiful. And it's all kinds of shimmering spectral hues. And you're inside of that. And you're in a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And remember, this wonderful filament of light is running through your spine, so you're kind of skewered, huh? So there you are, the octahedron. Inside of that, there's the crystal ball. And inside of that, there's the star tetrahedron, and I want you to spin and spin and spin. Spin round and round and round and round and round. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see in front of you a magical screen. Good. And on that screen, you're going to make some movies. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. And I always say the same thing. I want to be consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. Mm-hmm. And I want to see all the way. Yes, that's it. And as you see yourself becoming what it is you want to become, maybe it's rich and famous, maybe it's shorter, taller, fatter, thinner, healthier. Doesn't matter. What is it you want to become? And then see yourself becoming that. Give yourself a hearty cheer. Woohoo! And wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. Good. Now the second screen has you creating something you really want to create. Okay. And some of you want to do home and family. Some of you want to create a book, CD, a trip around the world, doesn't matter. What is it you want to create? And I want you to see all the resources coming to create your dream. Yeah, people, places, things, the money, whatever it is you need to create your dream. Good work. Oh, my. Thank you for your call. If you'll just wait till we finish the meditation, I'd love to talk to you. Thank you. And now, when you see all the pieces of your dream coming together, great. Smile. And now see all the resources coming to sustain your dream so it can go on and on, or it can complete itself whichever way it works. Good. And then wrap that in light with a little hand, thumbs up for yourself. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the side. Now, the next one is your Galactic Healing Center. And that's where you ask your team of healers, because you all have a wonderful, wonderful consciousness team around you as we move to source. These are hints of wisdom and intelligence, love, all around you. And now we bring those in around a healing table. And we're going to do some healing work. And the first person who jumps on the table is you, or in my case, me. Jump on the table, and you might have something you want healed, and then you ask them for that. There's so much compassion around this healing table. Can you feel it? And I feel the magic of all the energy they have. And then if you don't really know what it is you want healed, ask, and you will be told, or they'll work on you anyway. Good work. Okay, and now wrap that in light. When you feel it happening, then wrap it in light and move that over to the side. Okay, now we're going to have another being come in. Who's going to come into your healing table? We have a fresh healing table, and our team can replicate themselves, can't they? Because they're magical. I guess Santa Claus is multidimensional because he can be everywhere at once as well. So somebody else is coming into your healing table. Now, here's a young woman, and she's been beset by all kinds of aches and pains and headaches since she was young. Not terrible, but now that she's a little older, she has a lot of, like, skin problems, psoriasis, and is now told she has psoriatic arthritis. So let's just take a look at what the healing team would like to do with her. And you can have someone different on your table. You don't have to do what I do, but you can also join in. If you don't want to do what I do, send light to my healing person. I'll send light to yours. That's it. Now we have our healing team working on this young lady. And now they're doing a lot of, like, cleansing and clearing. They seem to be changing her posture, spine. Good. funny, they're turning her over like she's on a spit. Not quite like that, but they're turning her over. First she's on her stomach, and then she's on her back. And they're just raising her field and frequency. Okay. Okay, now wrap her in light and move it over to the side. Now, who else are we going to bring in? Okay, we're bringing in a young person who's very, very, very angry, has ADD. Nobody knows quite what to do with him. I believe he's 9 years old. That's interesting because I didn't know this part about him before, but he has a lot of strange headaches and some very strange stomach aches. Yeah. And they're working on him to see what's going on. Now, there's something genetic here. Yeah. His family's trying their very best to find out what's going on with him. But it's interesting because this is a genetic thing. So he's coming in with a cellular. They're saying it's soul. The guides are saying it's cellular and that he has a... Oh, I see. So we might work on him a little bit later, but he has an affliction because of some past life things as well. And I would stay there with his mother, only she wasn't his mother in that other life. And so the team is actually saying that they want to unhook. Yeah. So that's a really big process that they want to do, which is the unhooking of the mother's higher consciousness of self with this little boy's consciousness of self. Now there's an ache between them about wanting to be together and wanting to not be together. Isn't that interesting? It's like a push-pull, push-pull. And the team, the healing team, is wanting to neutralize that. Yeah, that's really affecting the little boy's chest and his frontal lobe. Okay, so they're working on his head and his basal ganglion. And then we'll work on that a little bit later because we can't do the whole thing while we're on global radio. So wrap that in light and move it over to the side now so that it would be continued, please. And now we're bringing in a fresh healing table. We're bringing in our political situation, and the political situation is, a lot of people are talking about, well, first of all, I want to say Syria. Syria is having a really hard time, and I want to bring that in for us to ask for the healing team to do something to help ease that incredible tension there. People are dying all over the place, and it seems like it's not clear about either who's going to win or how they're going to come out of this. Okay. And so let's let the healing team work on many of the individuals that are in charge of, it seems like there's a number of different factions that are in charge of vehemence and anger and so on. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to wrap that in light. And every time you think about it, send them light with your mind's eye. Wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And then let's, for people in power, you know, I don't keep up with the news, but somebody wrote to me today and said that America's just sent a whole bunch of fighter planes over to where? Do you know, Bob? Middle East or something? Yeah. And so my prayer is that we bring in the war machine and really bring in some higher resonances. Let's bring in the higher levels of consciousness behind each one of these healing guides that we've already got in the room, and higher until we're bringing in huge, huge, huge collective of consciousnesses. Good. And have them imbue many of the beings in power, the military beings, Obama, all these different beings that have to do with sending anyone to war. And we're going to send, we're calling in that amazing, healing, balancing light. And we're sending it up through the perineum of anyone we can find who has to do with making those decisions to go to war. Yeah. Because a lot of it's really, you know, about commerce, isn't it? Yeah. Right. And we're just flooding each of them with this higher frequency, talk about frequency and radiance by design, higher frequency energy that lifts each of them out of some kind of deep either hatred or desire for dominance or desire for business or whatever is sending them off. And there'll be a variety of things. You know that if you raise your fields and frequencies, so many kind of deep dissensions that just melt away. So we're just filling all of these people. Good. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And then one more time, let's call in these amazing higher frequency energies. Have them run down through the top of your head. These are loving, loving, harmonizing frequencies, frequencies of evolution. And have them come down through the top of your head, whirl around in your heart, which is very powerful, where your major intelligence is. Have it flow out your arms and hands, and now pat it all around our planet. Anywhere there's sickness, anywhere there's war, anywhere there's poverty, anywhere there's power issues of man's dominance of man, or mafia, or, you know, all of those things. And just keep patting the planet where you know that there's these egregious things going on. Pat, 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 pat. Good, you're very powerful. We're way more powerful than we realize. We just have to be conscious about it. And have that light go round and round and round the planet until it comes back and comes into your hands, fills your arms, how you reach for and give love. Soar around in your chest, your heart, up through your neck, your top of your head, way out into the great central sun. Good. And then it drops back in through the top of your head, shoots through your body, goes way down into the earth. Turn around and close off your galactic healing center, and then pop back into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you step out, probably a little dizzy by now, join me in this room. Let's together talk about radiating. Now we have a caller already. Welcome, welcome. You're on the air. Or are you?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is that Carol?
Yes.
How you doing, darling?
I just wanted to report in. I'm still in a tremendous amount of pain, but I don't think I'm quite as exhausted as I was.
Oh, my. I tried to phone you before the show to see how you were. For people who haven't heard before, Carol was our first, what would we say, Carol, guinea pig of unhooking a spirit presence on your health, right?
Right.
And you're still in a tremendous amount of pain. I'm sorry about that. That's very... But it's so much from other lives, Carol. This is the hard part, isn't it?
I feel like there's a lot of pinched nerves involved.
Okay. And wait a sec. In the right hip, your hip is kind of a mess, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And the spine. All right, we're asking the guides to come in and really see if we can do something. Oh, but it's so interesting because, again, I see the same three spirits, mostly the one that was your father way back when.
He was my father?
I think he was your father, the one that was so extremely abusive.
Oh, that never came out before.
Okay. But we had a husband, remember? Who was the first
one?
Yeah,
I was married. Yeah, husband and wife, and he was very abusive.
Yeah, he was very abusive, but this one is a father, and they're saying he hit you a lot. You've had a tremendous around. You know what I'm learning by doing this work, Carol, is that sometimes it's a theme that's been running through people's lives for a long time. I'm thinking of one in particular. It's really difficult to unhook, and it's just been running through his life for many, many lifetimes. And in yours, they show the father beating on you. Then they show the husband. That was way earlier, and his abuse was really strange. Like, he was mentally and emotionally abusive as well in a terrific way. Your father was kind of out of control and just doing it, you know? There we go. So when you're talking about how you're, what did you say that you felt like it was, how did you just put that, hooks in your...
I said I feel like I'm a little less exhausted, but I'm still in a lot of pain. I'm having a hard time hearing you, too.
Really?
Yes.
Bob, my partner's going to see if he can turn it up, so tell me if you can hear this better. Can you hear it better?
Mm-mm.
Well, then I'm going to yell, okay? We're going to send some energy through to your body here. And I think that there's some, like, knots, especially in the left and the right hip. I think you've got the cellular memory is that everything is bashed. You see what I mean? I think that's what's hurting so much. And I don't see why the guides can't just move it, but sometimes there are reasons for that. What else are you doing? Are you doing, like, a dietary flush or anything?
Well, I increased my vitamin C like you, you know, advised me to.
Okay, and is that doing anything?
It doesn't seem to be, no.
It doesn't impact the pain, huh?
No, it doesn't seem to.
Have you done any, can you write? I mean, you're not in such pain you can't write, am I right?
I'm in so much pain I can't write.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. What do they call it? Because I think it's other lives. I think this is a huge cellular thing, but I know that that can be dealt with these days, you know? So what do they call it? What do the doctors call it?
Well, I haven't really spent too much time with doctors because they just was making things worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, I felt like they were killing me, so I just quit seeing them.
Yeah.
I just said no more. But one thing I was diagnosed with was fibromyalgia, but that's about the only thing. And then the hardening of the heart that we discussed.
But right now there's an interesting buzz going on in your body. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's there quite a bit.
Well, I think it's good news. I think is it recent? Because it looks like it's like a source of transformative energy that's coming through you at this point. But you look like a lot of your nerve endings are all smashed in, as if you were still...
Oh, yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's as if you're still beaten up, and I don't think you're being beaten up in this life, but the remnants are still there. Can you imagine that? Can you feel that? Can you feel that emotionally?
Yes, I always feel like that. I always feel like I'm being beaten up.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because that's the memory that's in your cellular structure. I'm going, oh, my gosh, can't, let's see. We're gonna see if we can move it again, but it just seems like it's, like, mashed, you know? It hasn't gotten worse pain-wise, has it, or has it?
Well, I can't really tell. You know, I'm
okay.
Just in so much pain, I can't really tell. Sometimes I think it's worse, and then, you know, but it's always been so bad. Who knows?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. We're going to do some energy on it again. See if we can't. For everybody at home... Let's all see if we can imagine in your mind's eye that Carol is in a double tetrahedron. Remember the octahedron? How about that? And that we're spinning it and spinning it and spinning it. And I'm going to send some private energy to Carol and see if we can't awaken. You see, the cells, your cells can replicate themselves, what, every 7 days? So I'm going, come on, you know, there's some imposition going on here. Yeah. And it doesn't look like it's infection. It's not infection, is it? It's viral, right? That's right. Now, can you feel any of this, Carol?
Pardon?
Can you feel this?
I'm really heating up.
Okay. Is that good?
Well, I don't know. I'm you know, that happens to me quite a bit. But I was just going to tell you, lots of times there's all this fluid. There's all this. It's like stuff is leaking fluid out of it, or maybe it's just the lymphatic. I don't know.
And is that fluid is just making your body swollen? Is that it?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but it's like once that leaking starts, then things somehow get better.
Oh, good. Okay. So it's like a pressure that builds up, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know what's funny is for me, it looks like things are dammed up or smashed up in such a way as that there can't be a real flow, whether it's energetic, and like you mentioned, the lymphatic, it could be that, but there's this incredible, and you didn't have battering in this life, did you?
No. The only thing that happened in this life was, you know, I worked in construction and just did tremendously heavy lifting that I shouldn't have been doing. That's the only thing I can think of, but no, I've never really had anybody beat on me or anything in this life.
And were you already in pain before you started construction?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Yes, I really think it's just from...
I've been in pain.
Since you were a baby.
I've been in pain most of
the time. Yeah, since you were little.
Yes.
There you go. Well, I think that there's a woman who is a spirit, and she has something to do with you and is trying her best to unhook the reaction. Remember we talked about her a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes, very powerful.
Yeah, and she's wanting to work with you and unhook. Have you talked to any of these beings at all at nighttime?
No, I don't seem to have that talent that I can, communicate with spirit beings.
Well, you can pretend because that works too, you know?
Okay. I do listen to your tape all the time, though. I just leave it running.
Good. I appreciate that because I think it's something's helping you. But she wants to really pull her effect off of you, and because she wants the freedom. She's trapped. She's trapped with you, and you guys have been around the block. She's been around the block with you several times, and so has the first guy who I believe was your husband who really was terribly abusive. He's been around the block with you over and over again. Now, that's hurting your chest. Do you feel that pain right there?
I feel a pressure.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see if we can pull that off. Mm-hmm. They're both... He is full of shame and really wants to help. And I don't think he's there. She's more alert. She's more awake. And is trying to help as well. So you've got help going on there. That pressure just came off the chest right there, didn't it? A little bit?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay. And your teeth, are your teeth bad?
Oh, yeah, all broken off and infected.
Yeah, it's not helping at all, you know that.
Yes,
right?
I know, but they won't pull them because my blood pressure's so high.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry. But I think these spirit beings are going to keep helping you. I think I'm going to wait a few days, and I'm going to call you again, and we're going to just do a little hit. You don't have to pay me for that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I can't do that for everybody who's listening. You'd have to look after me, right? But I would like to keep this going? Because, Carol, I think we're getting somewhere. It's like picking something off bit by bit.
Oh, I certainly hope so, because I don't know how much longer I can hold on to this. I mean, you know, like, or whatever. You know what I mean.
I do. It's just almost unbearable, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's constant.
Yeah. Can you separate your, can you observe the pain? Can you separate your mind from it?
Apparently not. Apparently not. I mean, if I separated my mind from it, would I not feel it? Or I don't know quite what that means.
I think you can, some people can, it's just like mastering pain. It's a difficult thing, but some people can do that. And I would pray for that for you, because this is a lot. But I'm going to say goodbye just because we're on live radio, and I'm going to call you in the next 2 days, okay?
Yes, I understand, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I even think about calling in because I know there's other people that need help. But
oh, no, I'm really glad you did, because you're a good example, and I do see two of the beings from your cellular history really trying to unhook their your reactions with them, and we're going to see if we can't keep that going. And I'd really like to know that, because this is a fairly extreme situation, and we want to know we can deal with it, right?
Yes, yes. It's quite interesting, to say the
it
least.
It is interesting. Yeah. Let's make it even more interesting.
Okay, wonderful. I'll wait to hear from you.
Okay, bless your heart, Carol. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting to me that so many times we go round and round the block with some of the same people. But we've all of us in metaphysics have heard that there are aspects of our soul's journey that we're born with again and again. So call in with your questions or your suggestions, and it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, it's interesting because I was reading some stuff earlier by Louisa Williams. She wrote Radical Medicine. She's an amazing doctor, but she has all these different approaches she uses. So she uses medicine, she uses homeopathics, she uses the spiritual stuff. So she was talking about miasms of different pains and different propensities, like skin problems and so on. And she was really quick to include in this very, very complicated description. She's talking about something that you and I are talking about, which is if you are born to a woman who had this, and you and she have cellular contracts, then you will have more of a severe case of this or that. And I thought that's the first medical source I've used, that I've used, that I have seen that kind of information before. But it also corroborates or validates what you and I are talking about, which is the fact that many of us are wanting to... Oh, hi, you're on the air. Just let me finish this thought. Many of us are wanting to extricate ourselves from contracts or reactive interactions that we've had for maybe a long time in order to make the shift, in order to become who we really are, not some reactive force. And you're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Piper.
Hi, Piper. How you doing?
Worked with me before. Good, thank you.
I remember your name for sure.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. A lot's going on in my life, and I know how sometimes emotional affects the physical and what's going on around a person. And I wanted to see what you were picking up on. There is a transition where I have someone close to me that I love dearly that is transitioning to the other side, mm-hmm. but that will not have contact with me at this time.
Oh, my. Was it a lover?
No, my father.
But he does love you, doesn't he?
Of course. 53 years that I've known him since I was 6.
Well, why won't he have contact? It's funny because I see him as having a complicated love for you. He didn't abuse you, did he?
No. Mm-hmm. No. But we have an issue where I made a choice in a relationship that he didn't agree with, and at, you know, 55 years old, I didn't think it was his business, period. And so, therefore, him being Capricorn and me being Capricorn, our horns met.
But it's really interesting because I feel like the love, how close is he to transitioning? And did you already ask if you could go see him?
Yes. And, well, I'm not allowed to call him. Yes, I did. He's very close. The hospice was called in yesterday.
Oh, honey, I would just go. And here's the deal, is like what we want to do is, you know, the reason I say that is because we're talking, for example, to these beings that are in Carol's cellular history. And I'm going, it's actually easier on this side than it is when you transit. And there's something about you and your dad that is a long-term soul commitment. He loves you. You know that. And you might be resentful of him for being judgmental and critical, but you love him too. You see that?
Of course, of course. Of course.
Well, you can say of course, but some people
do not
want
him. He lives far away from me, and actually out of state. And
I still want you to be in touch with him. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, no. Is he demented?
He could be.
I think he needs to hear your voice.
He has brain cancer, and he's in and out of it. But sometimes when he's very alert, you know, the family stepped in, and I think there's a woman between us that's, let's say, less than honest with him, that is saying I've basically phoned and hung up on her several times, and I've never called the house once, not even once. So that's what we're dealing with, and supposedly if I show up, I'll be kicked off the property.
Do you have a sister or somebody? There's another woman there who can help you.
Yeah, I have a sister and a daughter that's trying to talk to him about it.
Yeah, because I see you, is it possible for you to go there? Because I see you going, and because of the interference of another person who looks more like a sister, you get in just fine, and your father is relieved. He'll die happier. And
yeah,
it's really important. It's important if you can't get there. I keep seeing you there, you know. But if you can't
get... Well, I go there constantly in a higher, you know, with the higher self constantly
good.
Surrounding them.
How does his response come to you when you go to the higher self? Is he responsive?
It feels good. It feels fine. It's just the physical right now.
Well, I want something cleared before he dies, just so that it's easier for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry about my cough.
That's okay.
It's it'll be easier for you and for him, you know. So when you're going into the higher self, I want you to remind him what you want from him. You've been very close to him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like he, for starters, he's kind of afraid about his passing, you know?
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah. And he's not a horrible man, really.
No, just, he's human.
Well, that can be really horrible, can't it?
But I have a couple of situations going like that right now. It's more than one, and...
Well,
and so,
let's do the other one.
You can, but I can't say too much. So, but I'm open for your reading.
Well, probably because of a shortage of time, I don't know if I can just jump around and try and figure it out. So, if you want to ask one question, I'd be happy to answer it. But I really want you to make contact with your dad, and I think somebody's going to help you.
Okay, I look forward to that, totally.
Yes. You have people who love you in your family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? And respect you.
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.
And is it about the other relationship? Is that what we're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
First thing the guide says is be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be careful, because one of the things about you is that you're very loving, and in many ways you're very, very trusting. And sometimes when we're like that, we don't look at the nuts and bolts as clearly, you know. And
correct.
I don't want you to glaze over and miss some of the things that are going on.
Okay, definitely would do.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your call, Piper, and also blessings for your father and his transition. I want him to feel the love that he is and the love that he has as he goes across, you know?
Yes, yes. I believe there are others surrounding him right now as well, showing him the love.
Yes, there are others surrounding him, but he does love you.
Mm-hmm.
So send him love,
well,
okay?
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Bless your heart.
Bless you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night. You know, it's a really interesting thing. One of the people that I talked to recently, whose name is Rachel DeSalle, she works with POWA, it's called, I think I've got the right pronunciation, P-H-O-W-A, and it's helping people cross over. It's teaching people how to die, so that it's a Tibetan Buddhist style. It's conscious dying, but it's teaching people how to release that part of their, the source of our selfness, the light that's in the heart. Apparently our vital force can be seen as a light in the heart, and teaching that light to move up and out consciously. She was telling me a little bit about it on an interview, which we are running on Tuesday night, and it's a very good interview, very touching. And I would really like to study this art. And looking at Piper's dad, I'm going, what happens is if you can learn this kind of thing, then you can learn to have released a whole bunch of different aspects of your life on this planet, and you can face a clear, instead of the bardo that we all hear about, which are those places where you end up in pools of unspent emotion and unprocessed emotion for as long as it takes you to move through them, and that's in their system. You can move to clear space. You can move to a new, brand new possibility, because you've learned how to move out of your body consciously. It's a wonderful system. So talking to Piper, I'm going, oh, that's so interesting. Anyway, so tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock and meet Rachel DeSalle, who's talking about not only that, but she's also talking about the fact she does deity dancing, which is taking some of the goddesses, or the gods and goddesses of the Tibetan world, and then dancing out the essence of them through your beingness. It's a really interesting concept. And what I really love is that she also teaches Qigong, which is the energy movement. So it's all energy, isn't it? So if we move, for example, we talk to Carol about these beings that are still attached to her soul journey. My understanding, and I haven't asked Rachel this yet, maybe I'll ask her. My understanding is that their belief is that you can unhook these leftover reactive forces from other spirits through these different techniques. Now, I'd really like to know more about that. I think the art of dying, I talked to Dr. Julia Sant, who wrote The Final Frontier, and the art of dying is a really amazing art which can free us from these attachments. And let's see, who else is there? Let's see. I recently lost a brother-in-law, and he moved through. He had been Catholic, so he had a lot of... One thing about having been Catholic, all of us who have been, we're so used to seeing spirits and praying to angels and being aware of many dimensions, you know, even if you're not practicing Catholic anymore. But he had had a lot of physical problems for a long time, And he also, so he apparently, he didn't say this, being a good Virgo, keeping it inside of himself, but he obviously worked on his own angers, frustrations, attachment to people for the wrong reasons or for leftover karmic reasons and so on. So right after he passed, he was coming by. Now, usually people do come and visit me right after they pass, and then they carry on to do their process. But in his case, he came to visit right after he passed, and then he proceeded to move very, very quickly in some kind of exploration out of these kinds of attachments. It was pretty striking for me, because I see a lot of people over there, and a lot of them are still trying to work their way through attachments. So I really believe it's about, some years ago, people phoned, and there was some dire political thing going on. Somebody said, what if we all die? And I said, just keep your eyes open. Because I think the way we move through, we keep seeing the way we're attached to various people. We keep seeing and feeling and knowing and understanding our resentments, our angers, and so on. And to the best of our ability, keep clearing those. Hand them to your angels. Hand them to God. Get a dustbuster as you go through. But make sure that as much as you can to stay awake and clear as much as you can. And then you're not dealing with all this kind of stuff. So that's not to give you flack, Carol. I'm just saying, let's see if we can get better at being conscious and shift out of staying attached to some of these beings. So this is Veronica Entwistle. Hey, I have a new website. Some of you have checked it out, and I'd love it if you check it out and give me some feedback, veronicaentwistle.com. And also, what's on there is some blogs and some ideas and some new little videos. And some podcasts, because some of these shows are being podcast now, not Radiance by Design, but Paradigm Shifters interviews. And it's a perfect time. I have a wonderful young man named Mike who's creating it for me. And we would love your feedback. You can sign up. You can hit the Ask Veronica button and ask a question. And as I said before, tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for Paradigm Shifters, where I'm going to be talking to Rachel DeSalle about conscious dying and using the Tibetan form called Powa. And it's a breathing and energy form, and how she combines Qigong, which is an energy healing style, and deity dancing, which is dancing the essence of goddesses and so on to infuse your own body with that kind of consciousness. I think you're going to love that interview. She's an amazing woman. So if you have any feedback on this show, you can hit the Ask Veronica button or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. If you have any suggestions for other guests or, again, feedback, let me know, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And many blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. And keep going. Keep unhooking any beings. You can do this by calling them forth, calling them up, and unhooking anywhere you're having any kind of chronic things or slow patterns that are holding you back. You can do that. Let's all get conscious together. So good night. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.